Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
They eat the poo-poo.
Petey Mac in the house. Yep. Rainn Wilson later on this morning. Craig Evans later this week. Our buddy Nick Allen will be here. Paul Mercurio.
Jungle Jack Hanna.
That's tomorrow, right?
Nice. Yep, Jack's calling tomorrow.
And Dick Harp, a.k.a. Greg Warren, and Sean Gannett all this week. Most of those are live, actually. Jack's going to call.
Because we've never actually met him face-to-face.
15 years of friendship with Jack Hanna.
Partially because you've never met him in person.
That might be the reason.
Yeah. Mostly.
Keeps the friendship alive.
Right, because you've never met him in person.
My dream about meeting Jack is to see him somewhere, like at an airport or something like that, and just walk up to him because he has no idea.
Right.
I mean, he maybe looked at our photos years ago, but that ain't going to ring a bell.
Imagine how fast he'd talk all of a sudden. Oh, God.
If you'd walk up and say, hey, Jack, I'm Tyler. Yeah. That's what I want. I want to see him somewhere where it's... Somewhere we actually, I could just walk up to the guy, which I would, by the way, tell me who I am, and then he'd just go,
"Yeah,
holy crap,
my
right
now. Is,
yeah. I don't know.
This is what you look like? Oh my God.
Oh, that's exactly how you would, Petey. He'd be exactly that way.
He's about bend your ear. He's about a half a Boomhauer.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, big time.
My dream is there's two Jeeps that pass in the middle of the Serengeti, and I'm in one of them, and Jack's in the other, and I said, hey, that's Jack Hanna, turn around.
Yep.
And that's how we meet.
Well, I didn't say it was a...
What if you pass in the night, and you never know?
And you never know.
Oh, man, that could happen.
See, I think if you meet him in the airport, and you'd be like, hey, we're heading to Rwanda. Why don't you just hop on a plane with us? Come on, let's go.
That'd be something he would do.
Yeah.
I'm called in sick. I'm in Rwanda.
Petey, what is Admiral Nelson's?
You'd have to go, though. It'd be like, it's like turning down a joint from the Whalers. You can't do it.
Absolutely.
You can't do it.
Is that a scotch or a cheap rum?
Sounds like a Captain Morgan knockoff.
It kind of does, yeah. Because there's a picture on the Cake TV website. They made a bust in Pratt County. Got 10.5 pounds of meth.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of the 10.5 pounds
of meth.
It took
the whole bar, man.
Yeah. Is a bottle of Admiral Nelson's.
That's premium spiced rum.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if they confiscated that or if they're
celebrating. That's a Captain Morgan knockoff. It's got to be. That's why he calls it Admiral Nelson.
Was the bottle all dusty from being on the bottom shelf?
It looks like the...
I love that the meth head bought the knockoff rum. Yeah. Surprise.
The bottle's half full or half empty, depending upon how you look at it.
The half empty that day.
I'm curious if that was confiscated or if the deputies are just celebrating the 10.5 pound meth bust by drinking Admiral Nelson.
I think that was part of the bust. I saw that picture. I'm pretty sure that was part of the bust.
Okay.
Yeah, this looks
right in Wichita?
Pratt County.
Mm-hmm. This looks to be some of your finest plastic bottle rum that you can buy.
Great. Wow. Yeah, the cops should be drinking the Captain Morgan because they're all captains.
It is. Here's a bigger picture. Spiced rum. Admiral Nelson's spiced rum.
It goes good with meth.
Made of plastic from the bottom shelf.
Yeah, rum and coke and meth, even more caffeine.
They got a captain on the front of it, and instead of having the leg up, you know, like the captain commercials, he's got his arm up
does
over
he really?
His head.
Yeah. Does
he? Yep.
I love that. Admiral Nelson. Yeah, I love knockoffs.
Street value, $404,000, and that would be reduced to $400,000 if it weren't for the rum.
That's right.
Yeah. That's why the extra $4 for the Admiral Nelson's.
This is like the booze equivalent of Dr. Pub.
Yep.
Wow. All right. It was on this date in 1975 The one we forget about, Sarah Jane Moore, pled guilty to charges of trying to kill President Gerry Ford in San Francisco.
Oh, that's right. She's not squeaky. She was the other one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I do remember Sarah Jane Moore.
But we forget about her.
Yeah.
She was sentenced to life in prison for trying to kill the president, but we forgot about her, so they released her on parole in 07.
Did we forget about her because it was too close to the squeaky thing? Or it's just hard to compete with a woman named Squeaky?
It is very difficult to compete with a woman named Squeaky.
It was weird, too, because, you know,
she may not have actually gotten a shot off or something. I don't know.
With the exception of pardoning Nixon, and that was a planned deal, I don't think he didn't do anything. But
they hated him.
I know.
Everyone who hated Nixon hated him.
Oh, true. There was a reason for it. But I was a kid, so it didn't really matter to me. But you're right. He was hated. That's why he lost in 76.
Yeah, and he was the president.
Right.
You know, if you want to get attention, you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do that. President Trump says yesterday's terror attack in New York City shows the need for Congress to pass immigration reform.
The guy was lived here for 7-8 years.
27-year-old from Bangladesh.
I think he was radicalized, by the way, in the United States. Family's still here. They put a statement out saying we're sorry our son's an asshat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was allowed into the U.S., according to Trump, through extended family chain migration.
It's funny.
Seen that anywhere else, I have no reason to doubt that that's true.
We were talking to Ben Bailey Ben Bailey him being a cab driver and being the only white guy in New York. That's what this guy did. Yeah. He was a cab driver.
He was.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Crude explosive device went off at the subway passage. He's in custody.
Did Trump mention anything about the white guy that killed 80 people in Vegas about a month ago?
No.
Okay. He's talked about that recently.
They're not a problem.
Okay.
Well, that guy is not a threat to America.
That's true. Well, he's dead now.
Yeah, see? Took care of him.
There you go. 80 people. Something like that. I mean, exact number, but it was a lot.
You know, if I were ISIS.
Yep.
I would probably, considering the mission and all, I'm not cheering for these guys at all, by the way, just for the record, but you probably want to do some better recruiting.
Oh, the pipe. Yeah, there's a pipe bomb with a battery that blows your own ass up.
This guy's pipe bomb went off in his pocket.
I know. And the video is crazy, but you know what? I don't understand why.
I mean, I cheer for that.
The video's got better. I mean, it's cloudy. Nobody washes those things off.
Oh.
The video of them walking down the concourse there, we see so much great video. Mm-hmm. Your phone is better. But there's videos they haven't. You see how dusty it is?
Well, those cameras are probably 10 years old.
Exactly.
They haven't been updated forever.
Right.
They were state of the art when they were put in 2007.
Grainy, and they probably haven't been cleaned. Nobody's cleaned the lens in 10 years. But, you know, if I'm at the top of ISIS and we're looking at game film, we're just, oh, my God. Some recruiters.
He called in sick for suicide. Yeah,
some recruiters are getting fired.
Look at this guy.
And the whole staff. The whole staff just has to go.
Well, they're just hoping that someone
Actually, they don't even think this guy was connected with anybody official. He's just a dumbass, radicalized religious dude.
Self-radicalized
religious guy made a pipe bomb. No, ISIS didn't even call this guy. He wasn't even a draft pick.
They just throw their stuff up on the interwebs and hope somebody will grab a hold of it.
But he didn't have any contact directly with anybody.
We're connected with ISIS over here.
Hoping to get a good walk-on.
Right.
That's what he was trying to be. Right. It was an impressive walk-on. And he blew his chance.
Yep.
And he blew his ass up.
Yeah. Dumbass.
Well, I hope we all go to Alabama today and do some voting.
Oh, man.
Alabama's going down!
Well, they're going to lose some economic stuff. Who knows?
Charles Barkley was there yesterday.
Let's hear Barkley. I love Barkley.
Making his voice heard. He spoke at a rally for the Democrat Doug Jones in Birmingham last night.
I am begging and urging everybody to get out, call all your friends. We got to, at some point, we got to stop looking like idiots to the nation. If somebody sent you this as a movie script, you would throw it in the trash. You says, there's no way possible this other dude could be leading in any polls.
Yeah, it's Alabama.
But let me tell you something. There's no way possible this guy should, number one, be in an election.
Yeah, I like that one.
Like, that's no way. I mean, it's unbelievable that this guy is still in the race.
Hey, Charles, what if Moore wins?
Man, that'd be terrible.
See, the trouble with Charles there is he's preaching to the choir.
He's Alabama. Well, yeah, well, nobody's going to show up to the rally that's not, I mean, he has to speak somewhere.
No.
So he's not going to go, they're not going to invite him to the redneck white, you know, the racist rally.
And the key
is Charles Barkley.
I mean, this might help. The key is for the black voters to turn out, because black voters
but even then,
are,
say it's
not going to go for Roy Moore.
It's white women. He said the black voters, even if they show up, it won't turn the election. It's white women. White women that will err on the side of maybe helping fellow women. Because a white guy in general is going to vote for the bigot, at least the right rural guy. But I heard of white women, as, you know, is the only way it's going to change.
Blazing Saddles on basic cable the other day.
Yeah, I saw it is on basic cable. Yeah.
Okay.
What did they bleep?
Did they leave the N-word in?
They did not leave the N-word in.
Did they take out the fart scene?
They did not take out the fart scene.
Okay, because I've seen network TV or basic cable TV take out the fart scene.
The fart scene was taken out in like the 80s, and all the swear words were left in it. Remember that? The fart scene. You're right. That was a... You couldn't even say fart 30 years ago on the radio.
Oh.
You couldn't.
And I'm pretty sure in all instances the N-bomb was taken out.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
It, well, in this one,
okay.
In this case, at which, you know, takes out
the reason
part of the movie,
right?
It kind of does,
right? Well, yeah, just don't watch it on basic cable if you want to watch that comedy.
Well, sometimes
it was on. I stopped. What are you going to do?
No, no, I'm not talking to you. Have you never
but
seen?
Still,
have you never
but
seen
you,
it before?
You are 100% right. Yeah,
if you've never seen it before, I mean, don't watch Goodfellas on TV. Do not watch Casino on TV. Don't watch The Godfathers on TV. Oh, The Godfather.
They're not too bad.
They're not too bad, actually. Actually, I Godfather yeah. might be cut at all. Actually,
right. Yeah. Scarface. You shouldn't
oh, yeah.
watch that
no.
on cable.
No.
Or, I don't think the network carries Scarface anymore.
No.
Wolf of Wall Street would probably be a bad one to
when
watch.
They, when
on.
They eventually make it. But those yeah. classic movies are, you know, don't work.
Charles Manson's cause of death is confirmed. A death certificate that was released by Kern County, California, and obtained by TMZ lists the immediate cause as cardiac arrest and cites underlying causes of colon cancer and respiratory failure. But the important thing is Charles Manson is dead now.
That's Tarantino's next movie about Manson, which will be good.
Is it?
Yeah. He's doing a movie about Manson.
You know, I think he's also looking into a Star Wars movie.
A Star Trek.
Yeah, he wants
Star Trek.
Yeah.
It's a Star Trek
he
movie.
He wants a direct
oh, okay.
one.
Okay, that's different.
He wants a direct one, right?
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Because it would be an R-rated Star Trek. It'd be done.
It'd have to be.
Tarantino style.
Would
be.
It, though?
Well, yeah,
or would he
good
just
point.
Do it?
Would he do it for them? Because he wants to be the
no,
Star
I,
Trek director.
I think he wants to do it Tarantino style.
R-rated? All right.
Well, that would be interesting.
That would be great, actually.
I guess.
I mean, well, you know, why not? They make Deadpool R-rated. That's kicked ass, you know. Those movies, I won't see those things anyway unless
you're
R-rated.
Is Deadpool set in the future?
No, but
no.
but I'm saying
no.
those superhero movies never are, and Deadpool proved it can be R.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And when they went back and redid the last Wolverine, the Logan.
Right.
That's an R-rated.
Is it really?
And,
I heard
and
it.
That,
okay.
That's getting like Oscar buzz.
I could see Kirk throwing an F-bomb down. A young Kirk. They're still on the young Kirks, right?
Oh,
that dude.
Yeah.
I could see a phaser fight like scene out of Kill Bill.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
No.
Where the bodies are just piling up.
That'd be
no, if
cool.
Tarantino's doing it, they would be using ninja swords.
Oh, yeah. In the future.
Yeah. Because right. that's, kind of his thing.
You got to stick to the Star Trek stuff.
Right.
You would think.
Yeah.
Or Kirk just accidentally blows off somebody's head.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to shoot him.
They show the aftermath, the real aftermath of what happens when a photon torpedo hits
yeah.
another ship. Pew. Heads flying, limbs flying.
Right, that'd be kind of cool.
Right, since
it would have
we
to
all
be,
know how photons work.
Yeah. It would have to be super violent for Tarantino to put his stamp on it.
I got that ready to go, Craig. Maybe you want to do that at the end or not?
Which one?
At the end, I got that ready to go.
I forget what it is.
Yeah. Do you have photon torpedoes in your sound effects
pack? I used to. I don't think I do anymore.
You should. They're still in there somewhere.
I can't. I don't even think I wrote that right. Starts with an A.
Yeah, that didn't help.
I guess after the A, I should make the other words eligible. I mean,
oh,
legible.
That.
Legible.
Or eligible.
So that.
Sorry.
Thanks.
Smooth. I had some wine last night.
Well-oiled machine.
It is.
Yeah, see, normally I don't do it at this part of the...
Petey wrote it. Well, it's the end of the show, end of the segment. I figured this is the best way to do it.
Yeah, normally I do it at the beginning.
Yeah.
Click on
the
segment.
Oh, that's true, but I'd rather go out with this.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
We are celebrating today National Ambrosia Day.
That was it. And who doesn't love ambrosia? This band rocks, man.
I love ambrosia.
So do I.
The band. I don't know about the ambrosia fruit salad.
Oh, I'm not talking about that. What's in that?
I don't know. Nectar of the gods, apparently, according to Greek mythology.
Most recipes.
Strength and immortality to those who eat it. There's a new sun rising.
Time for the loving now, man. Yeah. Rainn Wilson later on this morning.
Citrus fruit, coconut, sugar.
Yeah, this is what you bring to your, you know, your potluck.
Yeah.
It's pineapple.
And an ambrosia CD, too.
Mandarin
oranges. You gotta have ambrosia.
Nuts.
Yeah. Miniature marshmallows.
Get an ambrosia t-shirt, man. Yeah. That's what I need. Just ambrosia.
Then you come in with, I think, Holding On to Yesterday, though.
Yeah. Nah, you got to play the hits. You got to play the hits.
We can argue all day about that.
I'm not going to,
ambrosia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.